so let's get it. Whoa, clear out the room, I'm coming through. They want to see what I'm about. Yeah, I got skills, do it for the thrill. I'm on a paper.
Hello and welcome back to the Aligned Podcast. This is a place where we have open and honest conversations about personal development, chiropractic, business and life mastery. I am joined by my co-host Tom Waller. How's things, Tom?
What's up? was that Budweiser? What was that?
Budweiser, yeah. Yeah, it was.
What did you say the other day? We're in the office and Sam comes to the front as we're just packing up and he goes, oh, I just need to pick up. And I immediately went, a penguin! And the cleaner Chris is awesome. I don't even admit Chris. We obviously fell out laughing, pick up a penguin. And the girls at the front were like, what the fuck are you talking? Like, they've never seen the advert, no context of it.
Well, that's a sad story.
It is a sad story, isn't it?
So we had an amazing weekend at the Mastermind recently.
Yes, we did.
I was only there for one day because I was quite poorly, but it was awesome to be there and see the chiropractors that were there and making like a awesome difference to their life and their clarity, and their practices are going to benefit exponentially from the weekend. I could see on their faces that they really had some breakthroughs. So figured we'd just talk a little bit about goal setting and personal development and the benefits of masterminds and all of that today.
Yeah, man, I think it's a really good topic. Masterminds are so key. Like to get around people who are wanting to better themselves, who are willing to be vulnerable with you.
Yeah, there was a lot of that.
To set some change. Because often we can get hyped up and we can get like, oh yeah, ego comes in the room and like bitty big balls. And it's like, well, that's not really where you need to be working here. You need to be figuring out, you know, what's your weak spot? Yeah. What do you really want? What's going to get in the way of that? Mm. What's the compromise? And once you've figured all that shit out, you've now got no excuses but to then go and implement and win. Mm-hmm. Awesome setting, wasn't it?
Yeah. That house.
Beautiful house.
Amazing, yeah. Really nice.
Massive. And it was so funny. We go in this huge, big, open-plan kitchen, looking out over the garden and then the fields beyond. And as we're checking in, the guy who owns it says, you know, and as far as you can see, that's our land, so you can just go and walk wherever you want. I just thought, that's cool.
Nice.
I'd love to live somewhere. Just as far as you can see, I own that shit.
Yeah, that's
cool. Yeah, it's like Lord of the Manor, isn't it? It's amazing. Yeah.
They had a little horse, didn't they, outside?
They had a horse there, but in backfield they had all their other horses because the stables, it's an old manor house with stables, and the stables were empty, but you walked down the lane, the field was full of where all their other horses were.
Nice.
I think one of them was a competitive horse rider.
Nice.
It's really cool.
I personally do not trust horses as far as I can throw them.
Fuck that, dude. And I remember I dated a girl years ago and she had a horse at her house. And the first time I went over, I was terrified, dude. Looking up at this horse, I was like, screw that. Like,
you didn't jump on to impress her then?
No chance.
And ride it around?
No. Impressed her by walking away.
I've been scarred for life. My mum put me on a donkey when I was a kid and I absolutely lost my mind and I did not like it. And I've never been on a horse or a donkey since.
Really?
Yeah, I hate them.
So that's interesting because I had a similar experience. Well, I don't remember it. My mum says, in the donkey at Western Supermare and it just bolted.
Yeah.
And
that's maybe why we don't like horses, mate. It's why we're both more
like horsepower.
Yeah, we're more horses. Towards the engines and the horsepower for sure.
Dude, and I drove the electric car to this event and I really had a go in it when I was going there.
Yeah.
Like it's awesome actually. I've come around, it's like to put your foot down and drive, it's insane.
Nice. I was gonna come on the bike, but I before I set off from here, it was like nearly blowing the roof off the house.
So
I
was windy, like, wasn't it?
I can't ride the bike. Then I got out on the road. The wind's way, way worse here than it is out in reality because of that field. It just comes straight off. And I got on the road and I was like, I could have rode the bike. And then there'd be like these massive gusts. And I was like, no, I shouldn't ride the bike. But
KO'd yourself on the bike that day.
Yeah.
Anyway, the mastermind. It's really cool actually you brought this up because we can share some stuff from there that people can help themselves with. You can create your own mastermind by getting around some like-minded people who are willing to push themselves forwards.
Yep.
As I said, not people who G you up, people who are willing to push yourself forwards. I've done masterminds all over the world, and like one thing that really helps a mastermind is location.
Mm.
Like being somewhere that's inspiring is really key to having a great experience. And the main purpose of this mastermind was to reflect initially on where the people were. So I think the work we did before you turned up was reflection.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you at? Like, are you where you think you should be? Like, is your life going the way that you want it to? And really, for the vast majority of us, it's not. Mm. We stopped and thought about our lives. A lot of us would go, there's a hole there. There's a huge hole there. Mm. I might be doing okay here, but it's having an effect over there.
Yeah.
And we're not where we should be. And if we don't pause to really think about that, we've got no way of moving forward. So we put our blinkers on and we just spin around in circles and nothing ever changes. So the most important thing one can do to figure out where they want to go is to figure out where they are at right now.
Yeah.
And then from that, it's about setting goals. And what we did on the weekend was we thought about 5 years' time, like, go wild, go absolutely wild. In 5 years' time, if it was amazing, what would it be? Mm. Then there comes a process of, well, actually, how do you measure that? Like, you say you want this, but what's the measurement of it? And creating some measurables. And then we bring it right back to saying, well, what's the next 12 months going to be? And what are the action steps that you got to put in place to get there? Mm. And there's some really interesting stuff that came up, some really quite funny stuff that came up on that weekend. But that's the sort of overall premise of what we did. I had an agenda which went totally off course because, you know, masterminds will go the way the group that wants it to go. Mm. But some people got some amazing benefit out of it.
Yeah, it's difficult to know what each member of the mastermind needs before you get there. Mm-hmm. So once you're there and then you talk and realize what they need, it doesn't surprise me that it went a totally different way to what you might have planned. One thing I noticed was people's goals were smaller than I expected them to be.
So small.
Yeah. I think that, and I saw people there realize that as well. I think we sort of guided them and mentioned, like, is that really a five-year goal? And then they were like, oh, yeah, I can do that in no time.
But a lot of these are built on, like, historic, I don't know, what we've been told. Like, a lot of them are like, oh, I'd like to get six figures.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, are we talking 100,000? Are we talking 900,000? Mm. And a lot of them are talking 100,000. I'm like,
I know, are we talking a year or are we talking a month?
Yeah, I know. It's like, it's like, really? And this one of the people there, his goal was 100,000. And he actually did, you know, we sat down and did the maths. He's already there.
Yeah, yeah. And he set that target, for his 5 year.
Yeah, and his target broken down for 12 months is what was actually £288,000 profit.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that profit was awesome to see. Yeah.
In 12 months.
Yeah.
And he was thinking he'd make 100K. Mm. And but this is where we have no, like, the self-inspection to say, what am I doing right now? Like, you might already be doing what your wildest dreams were years ago.
Yeah.
And therefore, what's the potential beyond that?
And that's the power of masterminds and communities, because without being around the people who say those things like, are you really sure that, why don't you push for this, or you can do this, or try and work it out, where are you actually now? You don't always think that for yourself if it's just you on your own. And it's easy, like you say, to be in the box that everybody's put in and be like, right, well, £10,000 a month is a good wage. Like, people who have got jobs think earning 60,000-70,000 a year is a decent wage. Yeah. We've been tricked into thinking that's good money. It's not, for anything.
Yeah.
For anything. No. Like, people shouldn't be getting paid that low, really, if they're providing value to the marketplace. So yeah, we've all been tricked, or a lot of us have been tricked into thinking that a very small amount of money is a lot of money.
True. It's very true. And it's value. Like, if you're consistently working to push out more value,
yeah,
the exchange of value is monetary return. There was a couple of people there, like, had mindset shifts, like huge mindset shifts.
Yeah.
Like, they built beliefs about the future on past experiences. And when you actually inspect those past experiences, they weren't actually that bad. Mm-hmm. And the likelihood of them recurring was very low. And even if they did, it's almost like, give a fuck.
Mm.
And they really... The two of them had limits to doing their own thing and pushing their boundaries. And as soon as we sort of inspected that as a group, and they were vulnerable, and that's the key, they were vulnerable to discussing it, suddenly it's like, oh my God, like, this cloud's lifted and here we go. The plan's set to move forwards.
Yeah. So what was your biggest takeaway from the mastermind?
My biggest takeaway, for the group that they didn't, none of them had done this enough reflective work. Mm. They're looking into the future. And then when they're looking into the future, they've not really said, well, what's the measurable on that? So even if they set a goal, they would never have known they hit it because they never actually put a measurable on it.
Mm.
So I think the big things are to, on a periodic basis, reflect on where you're at, think about where you want to go, create the measurable to get there.
Yeah. Regularly, every day I sit down and write my thoughts and the future and where I want to be. And I think about what I would do if failure was not an option. Like what do I want? If I knew I couldn't fail, what would I want? That's sort of my approach to it.
Yeah.
I probably could do more measurables, to be honest. I'm very good at knowing where I want to go and having the big picture, but I don't have as many measurables as I would like.
Stephen Covey says, start with the end in mind to get that picture, but then break it down, like what actually is it going to take to get you to that point? And I think a lot of us miss that, and we could get to our goal way quicker. We just put the steps in place and then just started walking towards it.
Yeah. So those of you listening, this isn't the first Octus Mastermind. They are going to be happening. Mm-hmm. This was actually an ASC Mastermind that had been planned previously. Inside Octus, there are going to be Masterminds regularly. So the guys in there who engage the most get to come to specific special Masterminds. We do a yearly event for everybody. There's I'm really looking forward to those, and those yearly events are going to get massive. They're going to
really
be awesome, but I'm really looking forward to like the intimate mastermind events that the high engagers and the high performers inside Octus are going to be joining us for. Are we going to announce our new speaker inside Octus?
Let's do it. So in Octus, every month there'll be a guest expert from the profession who will be interviewed and or delivering a keynote speech within Octus for you to listen and learn from. Excerpts you'll be hearing, you know, clips maybe in the podcast or on our socials, but the content and delivery is purely for the Octus group. And our first guest is the well-esteemed Donald Francis, who's got a lot to do with brain-based adjusting. He is an extraordinary chiropractor, a devoted chiropractor, who's going to give so much value to our group. I remember he spoke, I did a Chasing the Sun event a couple of years ago. We did a whole day's worth of lectures and people all around the world, and Donald was really one of the top speakers on that. So super excited for the Octus group to get hold of that. And if you want to be hold of these special things, which you will be able to put as CPD credits, then maybe Octus is the place for you.
We'll leave a link below. Let's just talk about Octus for a quick minute, because let's just clarify what is in there and what's happening in there right now. So it's amazing to see.
The community is the best thing in there.
It is the best thing to see. It's just amazing. And to be honest, it was on a whim that I added those categories in, but my favorite one is the patient success.
Oh, huge.
Those patient success stories, and everybody's putting in there all the time. So like the confirmation for chiropractic in there is just amazing. And they're like, the success stories are just so good to read. So I'm really glad that we added that in there.
Is helping each other out.
Yeah, it's so good to see that as well. It's not like we're answering the questions for everyone. It's like I'm having an issue with this, and then everybody's like commenting and chipping in and helping out each other. And that's without the blog posts. So every month you get 4 blog posts. We even add the images in there. These are all cited references. They come with an email that you can send out to your list to announce that the blog post will be live that week. So that alone is like really, really valuable, because that's one of the most time consuming things is writing content. My next course that's going into Octus for the beginning of next month is going to be about how to turn those blog posts into social media content. So that's going to be really good. Your first course, you've got 2 courses in there. One's on gifts and values and one's on day one, day two. The current course that I've got in there is how to build your own website, which will save you thousands if you are starting a practice. What's your next course going to be on?
Systems.
Your next course is going to be on systems, in practice systems.
Yeah, systematizing practice, yeah.
Yeah. The Q&A calls are really cool. We do a weekly call every Wednesday at 1:30. People jumping on those. They're all recorded as well. So if you join now, you get access to all of the previous ones. Yeah.
It's just an awesome product.
It's awesome, yeah. And it's
The real driver here is that community.
Yes.
And like knowing, like we just spoke about it. This episode, we just spoke about it on the previous one. People you surround yourself around.
Yeah, like that's the last episode, yeah.
Like a lot of us are in practice, solo practice or with a couple of other docs, and it's being surrounded by people in that. And we've got chiropractors from all over the world in the group, and we just, you know, just love to see you in there. So it's an awesome place to be.
Yeah, it really is cool. All right, just leave that episode there.
Yep.
Cool, I'll let you wrap up.
I was going to do a rap, but I'm not really, not skilled. anyway, I'm Tom Waller, the only Tom Waller, and everybody else, please stand up. That was an awesome show, Lee. Thank you very much. I'll see you on the next episode.